Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent for the Wildcat Extension District. At the risk of becoming lost in a psychological debate, I ask, what is a weed? Some would say a dandelion or Bermuda grass or weeds, since those plants can be a pain in the garden. But dandelions are edible, and Bermuda grass is great forage for livestock. So, it's all about perspective. Is the plant in a good location? My personal go-to explanation of a weed is anything that's undesirable. Control of a plant can be difficult, depending on the plant. Weed control is necessary when undesirable plants are causing a decrease in productivity for desirable forages. The plants to be controlled may be less tasty to livestock, have low nutrient quality, or have potential for toxicity issues. Plants that have invasive characteristics should also be controlled. The only way to know if your pasture has a problem is to get out there and look around. Pairing your observations with your production goals, you'll find what plants need to be controlled and which plants need to be encouraged. For example, an operations production goal is to grow feeder cattle from 350 pounds to 575 pounds in 3 months. After taking a look at the pasture condition, the current plants are fescue, Bermuda, milkweed, a yellow something, cheat, blackberry, a white something. Now, the producer needs to identify the unknown plants and understand the natural growing seasons of each plant. After doing the research, this producer found that the current undesirable plant population still allows for enough forage to grow for the feeder cattle to reach the goal weight in the time frame. There are three broad categories for weed control: cultural, mechanical, and chemical. Cultural practices are based on management, stocking rates, grazing season, species of livestock. Mechanical practices generally involve sweat, manual removal of a plant with a hoe or a shovel, prescribed fire, brush hog, or a bulldozer. Chemical practices involve herbicide application to problem plants. Each category requires plant knowledge of growth season and invasive tendencies, as well as effective control measures. When choosing to control undesirable plants with an herbicide, be sure to read the label. Some chemicals may be effective on certain species up to a specific height, but it's no longer effective as the plant matures. Time of the year and daily weather conditions will impact the effectiveness of herbicide also. Consider non-target plants that are in range of the undesirable plant. Droplets can carry with the breeze, causing drift problems. Calibrate the sprayer to deliver the correct amount of herbicide to the plant part. In summary, knowing your production goals for a pasture and putting your shadow out there will give you an idea of what actions are needed to keep pastures in their best condition. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.